Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Last night, we had an opportunity to be able to meet with Congressman Jeff Miller as he came with a sobering news about what's just taking place in Iran. He is just, it's good to see. If you haven't met Congressman Jeff Miller, he is a quality man. He's the real, I got a chance to meet his wife, Vicky, too, as a matter of fact, for the first time. And he's the one that introduced us to Room 219, I believe it is. And if you don't know where 219 is, we'll make it available for you on the VFN Torch under this article, because it's a place where they go pray at, in Congress. And but it was very sobering. I mean, his viewpoint is refreshing in regards to his perspective. But in addition is, but what are we going to do about this? Because the deal that was just signed, I mean, his words were, it was almost like because of all this debacle, healthcare stuff, and everything's going wrong, they were looking for something to be able to hang their hats on, to be able to say something positive. They're willing to take any deal.
Yeah.
Any deal, right? That's what he said.
Yeah.
Any deal at all. We were all there, right? Take any deal at all. And they took this deal, and it's like, you know, you always wonder how those things happen that take nations down or do, you know, and it happens because so much, the adversary stirs so many things up that you make decisions in the midst of chaos that you never would have made before. And America just made a horrific one, the worst one ever, as a matter of fact, probably according to Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel. And in that, the this treaty empowers, it empowers Iran to continue on, and basically, this is what he said, legitimizes Iran as a nuclear power nation, which is like, what? You know, while they're actually funding and fueling Assad in Syria, who is using these weapons on their population, and so, which means they have no problem, he said, using these weapons even on their own people. If they have no, if you have no problem using chemical weapons on your own people, and they define you as the infidel, I doubt very seriously they'll have a little problems, you know, doing that. And he did say, too, which I thought was pretty good. He says, you know, there are some things that need, boxes need to be checked off, but he supports, you know, Israel defending itself. In other words, we have no say-so over whether if they feel they need to do it, they need to do it.
Yeah.
Which means if they have, if they feel they have to respond back and to protect themselves, understand it's only 6 million Jews there.
Right.
You have 500 million Muslims surrounding them. But what he said also about what's going on is that Saudi Arabia now, who you don't want Saudi Arabia mad with you. You know, that's, a lot of stuff comes out of Saudi Arabia.
Car won't go no more.
Say that again?
Your car won't go anymore.
Well, yeah, your car won't go anymore, but just some wild things come out of there. We learned about, you know, Mecca and all these different things. But he reports that now they're looking at bringing nuclear weapons into Saudi Arabia. And by the way, imagine this. You have four little, you know, counties around your, this is, Middle East is not that big.
It's not that big.
And you're looking at, based on, Congressman Jeff Miller is saying, is a nuclear arms race right there with people with a lot of money, and other than Iran. No, they have money now because we're lifting up the stimulus package, which is, we're starting to, they're going to be able to, cars are gonna,
you know,
they're going to start giving brand new cars. What was it, $7 trillion worth of?
Billion.
Yeah. $7 billion worth of money they're going to make because of that treaty. And they already had money already. They're building these nuclear reactors, you know, not reactors, but centrifuges. Over 19,000. It was 3,000 when they first started, I believe, and now it's like 19,000. And it's like, this is not good at all. This is not good at all. But one man stood up, and he began to explain all the missiles that are around different places, and he was calling them out. And he said, They're in Venezuela right now. Yeah, Venezuela. Right. Hello, America. Venezuela. If you don't know where that is, it's under your feet.
Yeah. It's in your backyard.
It's in your backyard. And if you have not heard Dmitry Dudeman's word, you got to hear it. But let me tell you real quick, like before we in this first program, is and Jeff Miller says, yeah, we keep focusing on the payload, the what goes in the missiles, which is the nuclear bomb, but there's missiles all over the place. which means all you got to do is just put in the nuclear material, America, in Venezuela, and you have it just hitting here. And, wow. And this is what he said. This is the biggest thing I think that this is a man who loves God, prays, and he's very loves Israel. And he said, we used to just focus on Russia because Russia had these weapons. Now everybody's getting them, basically. And he says, with this, he said, things are getting scarier and scarier. Listen, God is our protection. God is our hope. We better turn back to the true protector.
You know, it's been amazing, you know, when you think about what was just shared and everything that's been going on with Israel. You know, we had a chance to be with Congressman Jeff Miller last night, and we shared upon that earlier in the first hour. And if you missed it, you definitely want to catch it. But we want to also give a continual encouragement to lift Israel up in prayer. You know, we're facing some very difficult, challenging times, and I'm believing in the next 6 months you're going to see some really interesting things that happen. And we can't be asleep during this time. I mean, everything is aimed towards pushing Israel over the cliff. And if we're not aware, if we're not watchmen on the wall, this is not going to be good. It was said last night at that meeting, APEC was putting that meeting together, that this was the most attended, highest attended meeting of someone who's been, you know, going there. In fact, there was a former congressman from the same area that actually was there at that meeting. And so a lot of people are concerned, but we just don't want to get information and just tuck that away. We want to keep that on the forefront of our hearts and of our minds. And it's just something that's been, you know, on our hearts for a long time. And actually, after I left that meeting, I just kept thinking, woke up this morning thinking about Israel and the apple of God's eye. And we want to encourage you, pray. Pray like never before. Commit to praying. There's an app, and we're going to try to make that available for you on the Torch. It goes off every single day when you set it up on your phone, and at 12 noon, it'll sound, it'll alarm, and it encourages you to pray for Israel. Make that your commitment, that you're going to pray for Israel at least one time a day, and pray for their safety. Pray that nothing will happen, and that our policies towards Israel will change, and that we will see a great harvest of souls come out of the nation of Israel. Listen, God loves the Israelis. He loves the Muslims. He loves those in Iran. He loves those in Syria. And the strategies of the world is not going to win them. The only thing that's going to win people is going to be the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's why every partner that's a part of VFN Radio and VFN TV is so important. Together, we are sharing the light of the gospel into the nations of the world. And as they hear the hope of Jesus Christ, listen, you know, if you get one perspective of the news, you're going to hear a perspective regarding, you know, in some of these other countries that they're all Muslims there. Listen, there are a lot of Christians in these, what you would think are Muslim nations. There are lots of Christians in Syria. There's a lot of Christians in Iran, in Egypt, all over. And so our hope is in Jesus Christ and that and the light of the gospel continuing to spread in that region. It'll change hearts. It'll change lives. And that's what it's all about.
And when you go listen to this segment, and we're going to a break, when you listen to this segment, go to the VFN Torch, VFNTV.com, click on the Torch, and look for who does God love.
Yes.
Who does God love? It's going to be a related link. But understand, God loves the human race. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the daily radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.